Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Back, I want to be able to share with you. We're talking about how this global system's kicking in. We'll be talking about all of it. This whole program is filled with this knowledge. But I had a dream, and this particular night vision the Lord gave me, I saw this whole room, John, just filled with people entering all this data. And that's what this is just nothing but data. Mm-hmm. And they had like their pods. What do you call those little pods that people sit in offices?
Pods.
And they're all sitting in. Nobody could talk to anybody. They wouldn't let anybody talk to anybody. But they were just entering data, social security numbers, date of birth, on everybody, all this data stuff. Mm. And then all of a sudden, the Lord just let me know that this is for evil purposes. This is for evil purposes. But they wouldn't let any of us communicate about what was going on. And so we all had a bulletin board that we could write on to communicate.
Like a whiteboard?
It was like a whiteboard to be able to write on. And so when I got up in this vision and wrote on this board. Take a look at this. This is what I wrote on the board. I said, and the number of his name was 666. And all this data being gathered, as a matter of fact, John, right here in Revelations, is it Revelations chapter 13, I believe it is?
15 through 18. That's what it says.
Yes.
The second beast was given power to give breath to the image of the first beast so that the image could speak and cause all who refuse to worship the image to be killed.
Hey, pause for a moment because this may be people not figuring this out that, you know, right now you can talk to your phones. It can talk back to you. They're talking about these things are getting a ability to think, what they call it thinking, reasoning. We had Watson. We had the Internet of Things that we talked about and how that within seconds of communication is going around the earth. And one computer unplugged from the internet beat the most famous, knowledgeable Jeopardy player.
Wow.
Because it was able to think and come back and do that. Medicine's using it. If you go to weather app on your phone, weather.com, that's actually done by Watson. That's a computer that's actually generating that. YouTube is all generated artificial intelligence. And so what they're saying right here is this device, this image that's being created can talk. Let's go back to the beginning of this thing and read it again. So we're thinking about something's going to be created that actually can talk back to you. Take a look.
The second beast was given power to give breath to the image of the first beast so that the image could speak and cause all who refuse to worship the image to be killed.
So he's talking about cyborgs and mixing humans and machinery, and it's going to be real difficult to tell.
Transhumanism, right?
Yeah, but it's going to be difficult to tell, you know, what is human and what's not human. Of course, true humans have a soul. That's the difference. But it's going to be hard to people can't discern now. It's like, that's evil, this is good. I can imagine with that technology. But it goes on and said, this is happening, John, as we speak.
Yes.
Go ahead.
It also forced all people, great and small, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hands or on their foreheads, so that they could not buy or sell unless they had the mark, which is the name of the beast or the number of its name. This calls for wisdom. Let the person who has insight calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of man. That number is 666.
And look at my dream again. That's exactly what God was showing me was taking place. And the number of his name was 666. And what was happening? What was God showing me in that vision? That all this data, and this whole thing is data driven, driverless cars, artificial intelligence. They had to learn from us, who God created, to gather, you know, measure all of our actions to be able to build this machine, which we're going to be talking about a global brain. Hopefully we get a chance to talk about that. And it's happening as we speak right now. So it requires wisdom. You know, that we have to be able to operate in that. And so it takes us right to President Trump in Saudi Arabia, was just speaking to the king of Saudi Arabia. And they both talked about the 2030 agenda.
Yes.
That they have a plan for 2030. Well, guess what? It's the ultimate inception of convergence of technology. This whole thing opening up. You know, we'll talk more about that, but that's what's going on right now. And so 2030 is actually the United Nations agenda is 2030.
They're calling it the Sustainable Development
Every
agenda.
Time you hear that word.
Sustainable development.
That's the word. That's the key word. How can we sustain this thing? Well, God sustains it, but they're trying to find out how to sustain it outside of God, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And they say, you know, we're seeking, this is on the UN's website, You know, we will seek to build strong economic foundations for all countries. Sustain inclusive and sustainability economic growth is essential for prosperity. This will only be possible if wealth is shared, which is global paycheck for everybody,
yes,
right? And income equality is addressed. So in other words, spread the money out.
Spread right? the wealth out. Yeah. And that's, you know, the high percentage of the wealth in the world comes from America.
Right.
So
right.
we're talking about spreading the wealth of America right. across the world.
Which, you know, helping folks is but, the,
well,
but
doing
it in the name of the beast
yes.
is a little bit different.
Right.
And so this global agenda comes out of the United Nations Agenda 2030, which mm-hmm. is the date that they're planning on bringing all this to pass. But look real quickly. This is their goals. We're going to quickly go through the goals of United Nations for the 2030 agenda. And it's like, you know, we have to wake up. It's really happening. It's really happening. And there's something I want to say at the end of these. We want to read through these things really quickly, John, mm-hmm. if you would.
Well, goal number one is to end poverty in all of its forms everywhere.
And this is United Nations goals, okay?
Number two is to end hunger and achieve food security and improve nutrition and promote sustainable agriculture. Goal three, to ensure healthy lives and promote well-being for all at all ages. Goal number four, to ensure inclusive and equitable quality of education and promote lifelong learning opportunities for all. Goal number five, achieve gender equality and empower all women and girls. Goal number six, ensure availability and sustainable management of water and sanitation for all. Goal number seven, to ensure access to affordable, reliable, sustainable, and modern energy for all. Goal number eight, promote, sustain, inclusive and sustainable economic growth, full and productive employment, and decent work for all. Goal number nine, build resilient infrastructure, promote inclusive and sustainable industrialization, and foster innovation. Goal number 10, reduce inequality within and among countries. Goal number 11, make cities and human settlements inclusive, safe, resilient, and sustainable. Goal number 12, ensure sustainable consumption and production patterns.
We'll make the rest of those available to you, but this is the thing we want to drive home. Who is the United Nations?
That's right.
You are a sovereign country. This organization has no authority over your country, has no authority over America, mm-hmm. but they're setting governmental goals for distributing wealth, getting rid of the poverty situation, and they're acting like they're the
yeah.
ones that are in.
And let's not forget what happens at the United Nations with the communist Islamic voting bloc that exists there.
Right.
It's these nations that get together and they start passing agendas that affects the rest of the entire world.
Well, you know, sort of like Elon Musk said, the Burning Man and Silicon Valley are one.
Ah.
Right. Well, when you look at Islam and communism and United Nations, they're one.
Yeah.
If you counted the number of votes that are in the United Nations, the majority is communist Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
And so when the president goes to Saudi Arabia and speaks to the Muslim king of Saudi Arabia and says, we have this 2030 plan, that they're the ones that brought that 2030
right.
plan more than likely into the United Nations. And so you're looking at this point, you think, well, our president would never, never turn us over to the United Nations. Well, let's go back a couple of months and look what former President Barack Obama did at the United Nations. That's exactly what he did. Watch this.
But I am convinced that in the long run, giving up some freedom of action, binding ourselves to international rules, over the long term enhances our security.
Okay.
We
got to hear
again?
That one more time.
Yeah.
Because you understand, we just talked about Agenda 2030. We just talked about the very fact that they're wanting to kick in this global brain, we'll be talking about in a moment, this whole data-driven system. And he's going, we just need to turn America over. Give up our sovereignty.
Give up some of our freedoms.
Our sovereignty. Take a look. This is former President of America, Barack Obama. And he's saying at the United Nations, who has the Agenda 2030 to do this, listen one more time to what he said, what he did. He actually signed this.
But I am convinced that in the long run, giving up some freedom of action, binding ourselves to international rules, over the long term enhances our security.
I'm glad that's over. Anyway, so, but yeah, that's to be undone. That's been done.
Binding ourselves to international law.
Rule, yeah.
Not the Constitution, right. But international
law. But you can't have both. You got to either get rid of the Constitution, or you got
to
keep the Constitution and
like
get rid of the UN. Yeah, and so you're looking at, that's how important President Trump is, because prior to that, we'd all be going into the system of the 2030 agenda of the United Nations.
And isn't countries like India already in the system?
Yeah, they've already imaged, I don't know, it was way back when they were already imaging the retinas. We'll talk more about that, and the fingerprint. They're imprinting India is what it's called.
Yes.
And they've already got probably the majority of those folks in the system already. And so, but a lot of, I mean, you probably have a thumbprint or some fingerprint on your phone today for a security system. That's called a bioidentifier.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.